What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
We're at the show and tell of the future as we launch our 24th year on the air covering consumer tech. I'm Dave Graveline. This is Into Tomorrow.
Brought to you in part by IFA 2019, offering a next big thing perspective at IFA Next. Watch for global keynotes, the IFA Plus Summit, and Shift Automotive. Check out ifa-berlin.com. By MyFC, making green electricity available to everyone with unique microfuel cells. Visit myfcpower.com. And by XVizio, high-speed tracking devices for robotics and augmented virtual and mixed reality products. Visit XVizio.org.
And that's XVizio.org for that one.
Yes.
So, wow, lots of cool stuff. And, of course, we'll have links for you, and you don't want to miss the interviews, radio interviews, and the video, so we can show you the products we've been talking about on the radio from all of last week's jam-packed full 3 hours of CES coverage, and this week and next, as we're planning CES Part 3 with so many more interviews that we came back with. And we invite you to participate on the program. Do you get our free once-a-week tech newsletter? Because we hope you do, and that's quite important, because if you don't, it's easy to obtain, and all you need to do is visit intotomorrow.com. Little box pops up and asks for only your email address. And that's all you need to put in, is your email address. And then, we don't share it with anyone, but you will then get an email that says, are you sure? Click here to opt in. It's a double opt-in program because we don't spam you. Once you click that, voila! You'll be getting our free once-a-week tech newsletter. By the way, it has some fun thoughts to make you smile. We always want to make you smile. Let you know who's on the show that week. There's, cleverly enough, some tech news in the tech newsletter. Go figure. I don't know which of our staff came up with that, but we thank them. And just other goodies in the tech newsletter, like Biosphere China, sent to the moon on board its lander, beginning to act as an Earth-like environment with its first seeds sprouting already, forming buds. And now we're all waiting to see if the insect eggs will hatch on the moon as well. We have a whole story about that in this week's tech newsletter. And
Beth's tech tip this week, when you've missed your favorite TV show or running late to watch it or just need to catch up on other series, look no further than your favorite online source. We've got some of those for you as well.
Yep. And once again, how does one sign up for our free once-a-week tech newsletter?
Stop by intotomorrow.com, and when that box pops up asking for email address, just put your email address in.
And not that you'd ever want to, but it's very easy to unsubscribe if for some strange, bizarre, unearthly reason you want to stop getting it. You just click a button and we won't bother you again, unless you sign up again, and then we'll bother you, but only once a week.
In a good way.
Yeah, and it's free. Did I mention there's no cost? All right. Steve in Lake Villa, Illinois, listens to the free As You Should Into Tomorrow podcast. Hello, Steve.
Xfinity sent me an email or a text message, I don't remember how, saying that I was over on my data, my home data. I know how we probably got there. Is we got a couple of Rokus and been streaming some videos almost 24/7 in the house. Question is there anything I can do to make sure I don't go over my data cap that Xfinity has now put on for some reason? They probably knew I bought a Roku and can jab me for more money. Or is there another service I can go to that's unlimited data to the house? Those are my two questions. Thanks, Dave. And Chris, too.
Oh, it's an afterthought. You notice that? Oh, and Chris, too. I guess he figured that you would hang up on him if he didn't say Chris, too.
Maybe. But, Steve, are you really asking if Xfinity's trying to do something to try to get more money out of it? I mean, that's not even really a question.
Yeah, I know. The answer is yes, they most certainly are. There are plenty of home ISPs, or internet service providers, if you will, that don't saddle you with any kind of a limit on data. So we'd say switch on over to one of them and you'll be all set. But can you, is the question, if you're like Chris here. He's stuck with Comcast. It's his only option where he lives. Now, the problem you may run into is that either no one in your area will offer unlimited, or there won't even be anyone else in your area to switch to, as in Chris's case.
Yeah, now, if you stay with Xfinity, there's really not all that much you can do to use less data while streaming your shows. You may be able to drop the resolution on what you stream, but playing a lot of video will use a lot of data. Now, a quick search on our end is showing us that only AT&T and Xfinity is in your area in Lake Villa. Now, if that's the case, call AT&T and see if they'll cap your data and what their prices are. We switched to AT&T fiber here at our studios and have gotten much better and faster service than we had when we were stuck with Comcast.
Yeah, but then again, so was a string in a tin can was better than Comcast.
That's true. And Steve, you may get lucky too, but the quality of their connections vary depending on the area. So you may find that they only provide DSL, for example. Asking neighbors who they use and calling those companies and asking about data caps may be another way to uncover local providers.
And of course, everyone does have another source. Now, you do have some issues with data and so forth, but that would be HughesNet Satellite. We have that also here at our studios, and fortunately, it doesn't need to be used as a backup very often to fiber, because unless some clown digs up the fiber in the neighborhood and it goes down for a bit, we generally don't have that issue. But we do intentionally use the HughesNet Satellite service for monitoring our 24/7 stream and for things like that. And it works like a champ, and they've got very good high speed. We average downloads of about 30 to 40 meg. Now, uploads, not so much, because you're going 22,500 miles into space and back again. So you're not going to be playing games on it. You're not going to be doing a lot of heavy uploads. It just won't happen. But it's another alternative, at least, to get you some internet service. So you might want to check that out, too. Otherwise, we want to hear from you if you've got questions, comments, concerns, anything we can help you with in terms of consumer tech. 800-899-4686. Jot it down. Here, I've got a pen. 800-899-INTO. And check us all out anytime. All the new posts, especially, at intotomorrow.com. And now let's go back out on the show floor. Into Tomorrow correspondent Andrew Moss has run across something else pretty cool. Andrew?
Thank you, Dave. I'm here with Anthony Manja, the director of marketing for Nanit. Anthony, you got a couple of cool, interesting things that you're showing here at CES. Why don't you go ahead and tell me a little bit about it?
Sure. So we're here today at CES showing off the Nanit Smart Baby Monitor. So Nanit is a monitor that lives above the crib, and it actually automatically tracks your baby's sleep patterns. So it's going to tell you every morning how long your baby took to fall asleep, how long they slept for, the number of parental visits, and it's going to collect that data automatically. We've actually worked with a number of leading pediatric sleep experts around the world to take that data and right in the app deliver personalized sleep tips to help you get your baby to sleep better.
Yeah, and you showed me the app just a little bit ago, and you saw like some of the features was very similar to like a Fitbit style, I think is what you said. And I think one of the cool features on it where it shows like the entire baby's night sleep in a hyperlapse video of, 60 seconds?
Yeah, so we call that the night summary. So it's going to take about 60 seconds, like you said, and it's going to show your baby's entire night of sleep. It's going to be a fast forward, time lapse, highlight reel, and it's going to tell you exactly what's going on in the clips. It's not just saying movement detected. It's saying this is your baby waking up, this is a caregiver interaction, et cetera.
And when obviously it's a concern for, especially first-time parents and other people like that, it's a concern of how your baby's sleeping, what they can do to help your baby sleeping. Does the app do anything about that, give you any suggestions?
Yeah, so the app is going to generate personalized sleep tips based on your baby's actual sleep patterns, and it's going to do that in conjunction with expert sleep advice from some leading pediatric sleep experts. The other thing that we're announcing here at CES today is actually a feature that tracks your baby's breathing. So we are calling this Nanit Breathing Wear, and it is a line of sleepwear, a swaddle and a band that wraps around your baby. And when your baby's wearing this, we're actually able to track how many breaths per minute your baby takes and send you notifications if they need your assistance.
So it's a sensor that detects this, or how does it work?
Good question. So there's actually no electronics whatsoever inside Nanit Breathing Wear. It's just like a swaddle you would buy from the store, and it contains a specialized pattern that our camera is really good at detecting. So when your baby's in Nanit Breathing Wear, we're able to show you in real time how your baby's breathing.
That's cool. So it just detects the pattern on the swaddle, and that's how it actually like determines the amount of breaths. That's interesting. Is this product available now? Is it coming out soon? How much?
Sure. So the Nanit Plus Smart Baby Monitor is available right now with all of the sleep tracking features that we discussed. That's at Bye Bye Baby, Best Buy, and on Amazon, also at Nanit.com. Nanit Breathing Wear, which we just announced, is going to be available in March on Nanit.com.
And about how much does this all cost?
Sure. So the Nanit Plus camera and wall mount starts at $279, and we are going to bundle everything together in one package when Nanit Breathing Wear comes out and sell that for $379, everything you need for your baby.
That's really good to know. Is this something that a person can install themselves, or do they need like a professional installation? Is it difficult? Is there videos?
Sure, yeah. Installation is super simple. So we have two options. We have a wall mount or a floor stand. With the wall mount, we've included a level in the mounting bracket and made it about as easy as a wall mount product can be. Super simple. Takes about 5 minutes. Our floor stand screws together kind of like a floor lamp. So about 2 minutes to put that together. And then you pair it to your network and start monitoring your baby.
And one final question. I know, especially as a concern with the swaddle that you have coming out, is that going to be machine washable? Is it disposable? I know that's a question that people are going to want to know.
Sure. So we'll have the swaddle and the band in two sizes, newborn and large. Both are 100% cotton, machine washable. Our swaddle is hip healthy to prevent hip dysplasia. And it's a really high quality product. It has a lot of amazing padding to keep the baby comfortable and make sure that everyone's happy overnight.
That's awesome. Again, I'm here with Anthony Maggia, the Director of Marketing for Nanit. You can find out more information at nanit.com, and we'll also link you on our website at intotomorrow.com. Anthony, thank you so much again.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Andrew. We'll look for more from the show floor and you as he runs across looking at other neat things at CES. Meantime, visit us at intotomorrow.com for all the details. I'm Dave Graveline. Don't go away.